हरे कृष्ण
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, slow. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text Number 32. Tatra Sanjayam Asinam Paprachodvignamanasaha Gaval Ganekvanastato वृद्धो हीनश्च नेत्रयोः तत्र संजनयम् आसीनम् तत्र संजयमासीनम् पप्रच्छोद्विग्नमानसः गावल्गणे क्वनस्तातो वृद्धो हीनश्च नेत्रयोः तत्र संजयम् आसीनम् पप्रच्छोद्विग्नमानसः गावल्गणे क्वनस्तातो वृद्धो हीनश्च नेत्रयोः। Tatra, there, Sanjayam, unto Sanjay, Asinam, seated, Paprachha, he inquired from, Udvigna, Manasaha, filled with anxiety, Gavalgane, the son of Gavalgana, Sanjay, Kwa, where is, Naha, are, Tataha, uncle, Vriddhah, old, Hinaha cha, and bereft of, Netrayoho, the eyes. Translation. Maharaj Yudhishthir, full of anxiety, turned to Sanjay, who was sitting there, and said, O Sanjay, where is our uncle, who is old and blind?
Amba cha hata putrartha pitribhyah kwa gata surit api maya krita pragye हतबंधो च भार्यया अशमसमानः शमलम् गंगायाम् दुःखितोपतत्।
Where is my well-wisher uncle Vidur and mother Gandhari, who is very afflicted due to all her sons' demise? My uncle Dhritarashtra was also very mortified due to the death of all his sons and grandsons. Undoubtedly, I am very ungrateful. Did he therefore take my offense very seriously and along with his wife drown himself in the Ganges? Purport. The Pandavas, especially Maharaj Yudhishthir and Arjun, anticipated the after effects of the battle of Kurukshetra, and therefore Arjun declined to execute the fighting. The fight was executed by the will of the Lord, but the effects of family aggrievement, as they had thought of it before, had come to be true. Maharaj Yudhishthir was always conscious of the great plight of his uncle Dhritarashtra and aunt Gandhari, and therefore he took all possible care of them in their old age and aggrieved conditions. When therefore he could not find his uncle and aunt in the palace, naturally his doubts arose, and he conjectured that they had gone down to the water of the Ganges. He thought himself ungrateful because when the Pandavas were fatherless, Maharaj Dhritarashtra had given them all royal facilities to live, and in return he had killed all of Dhritarashtra's sons in the battle of Kurukshetra. As a pious man, Maharaj Yudhishthir took into account all his unavoidable misdeeds, and he never thought of the misdeeds of his uncle and company. Dhritarashtra had suffered the effects of his own misdeeds by the will of the Lord, but Maharaj Yudhishthir was thinking only of his own unavoidable misdeeds. That is the nature of a good man and devotee of the Lord. A devotee never finds fault with others, but tries to find his own and thus rectify them as far as possible. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Udapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Where is my well-wisher Uncle Vidur and Mother Gandhari, who is very afflicted due to all her son's demise? My Uncle Dhritarashtra was also very mortified due to the death of all his sons and grandsons. Undoubtedly, I am very ungrateful. Did he therefore take my offenses very seriously and along with his wife drown himself in the Ganges? Hare Krishna. So this is a very wonderful section, especially to be read by those who have experienced loss in their family, maybe a demise, something of that sort. You know, when devotees are called for such programs in devotees' houses, homes, where, say, a death or demise has occurred. Generally, we open the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita and read, yes? Because the second chapter, Gyan Sankhya section, explains about the immortality of the soul. And it's pacifying to hear that no one actually dies. They may be just separated from you. And it is pacifying, certainly. And but then the question still remains, but why is the need for separation? The pain of separation is still there, right? How can you deny that? So how will you pacify a person who says that I feel the pain, pangs of separation? So here is now coming, verses will explain how to deal with the pangs of separation from your near and dear ones. So Narada will appear now and will speak words, pacifying words to Yudhishthir in the forthcoming verses. So here, Yudhishthir is speaking to Sanjay. And then Sanjay does not know what has happened to his master. He has been serving his master since so many years and has always been privy to all of the Dhritarashtra's, you know, itinerary, if we may call that, yes. Everywhere he goes and everything he does, Sanjay knows about it. But now for the first time, he himself is bewildered. He is not able to find his master. He himself is in utter state of moroseness. And he's, as we saw that when Yudhishthir Maharaj is speaking some words of chastisement, that it is befitting for us to take care of our elderly father figure. And Sanjay is not able to reply because he himself is trying to get himself out of the shock. Because he doesn't know what has happened to them. So, here Yudhishthir is, as we can, you know, judge a person by how he speaks. And here we can understand, as Prabhupada is explaining, that the humility of Yudhishthir. Even though he's a king and he's in the position of being a politician, Chanakya says that never trust a king or a politician. But here is an exception. When a pure devotee takes up the position of a politician or a king, it does not necessarily mean that he has to be diplomatic. And here we can see the simplicity of Yudhishthir, that even though he was not at fault, but he, out of his magnanimity, is saying words such as this, that my uncle has sheltered me and my brothers when my father was dead and gone. Yes, as children he took care of us, gave us all the royal privileges. And what have I done in return? We have caused the death of his sons. Just see how ungrateful I am. So you see, the general tendency is to see others' fault and to overlook our own. As they say, you cannot get the smell of your own sweat. Yes. When you sweat, you can't really. But others may find it, you know, like sometimes devotees, some people I've seen, and I sit here sometimes, and, besides Hanuman or sometimes some people come and they remove their shoes and they're wearing them socks or something, and it really smells bad. And then I wonder, like, how come he's not realizing, you know, that who knows, maybe sometimes our own feet may smell, but we really don't realize it and somebody else realizes it. So that is the nature of our egos, that we tend to overlook our own faults. And we tend to find the faults in others. And here we can see, despite all the problems in Dhritarashtra, all the atrocities that he had committed on Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir is not able to see any fault in Dhritarashtra. And that's why he is known as Ajatashatru, for one for whom no enemy is born. Ajatashatru. Because he does not harbor any envy for others. Because when you envy someone, then immediately what follows is fear and doubt that maybe this person is trying to harm me. The fault is not generally there. The fault is in you, in us. And when there is material attachment, then immediately what follows is danger. You sense danger. You tend to doubt people. You become paranoid that maybe this person is trying to cheat me. But he was so simple at heart, Yudhishthir, that he's thinking that I am very ungrateful. And he's thinking that probably I fell short in trying to care for him. And that's why he has left the kingdom, thinking that let Yudhishthir get the blame or the sin of having killed me also. He has killed my sons, and therefore let me also die, and let Yudhishthir get the blame for having killed me also, and the sin for it. So he's thinking like that. But it was not the case. It was not his fault. And what is the reward for thinking like that? You know, we can certainly in life, we can find fault with people. You know, we can be diplomatic and all that. But what is the result of all that? We lose a peace of mind. Many times we see, we may question that, okay, I was so straightforward, I was so simple with this person, but he deceived me, he did this to me, he did that. There are so many reasons to say that I did this, but I did not get something in return. But really, we do all these things, not because of expecting something in return from others, but simply because it is a peaceful life. It is a wonderful state of consciousness which will award us peace and liberation and devotion in the long run. We don't do this for others or with the expectations that others will do something for us, but we do it for our own peace of mind. The reward is that we are peaceful. That itself is sufficient. Motivation to continue being simple, even though others may not be simple, others may be diplomatic and trying to cut you short or, you know, whatever. It's so easy to see the faults in people. But what happens as a result? You lose your peace of mind. You're filled with fear. You're filled with paranoia. Arey, isne aisa kiya. Oh, he's like this. He's diplomatic. And then what happens? There's no peace. Because naturally, if there is humility, you will see others in a favorable light. And you will see that, oh, there's so much to be learned. There's so much of inspiration. But if you think that I am better than everybody else, then you'll always be depressed. Why am I wasting my time with these people? You know, that kind of thing. So naturally, humility gives a lot of inspiration and a lot of peace. And we must have faith and put faith on not just anybody, but at least the devotees of the Lord, yes, who are trying to at least sincerely serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we cannot be on the level of Yudhishthir, who put faith on Dhritarashtra, who actually had no qualities, then how much should we put faith on devotees who are sincerely trying to serve Krishna and give up their material ambitions? So definitely the reason for Dhritarashtra's leaving the kingdom is not as Yudhishthir thinks, but it is because Vidur, who came to Hastinapur to advise Dhritarashtra to leave home, because he had fallen down to a very despicable position. As it was already mentioned in the previous verse, that for a Kshatriya to live at the behest of his enemy is extremely degrading. Even materially speaking, it is degrading. Materially speaking, a Kshatriya cannot tolerate to be, you know, live at the cost of his enemy. It's not possible. And here, because it was Dhritarashtra who considered the Pandavas as his enemy, in a way. He tried to, in so many ways, despite knowing that there were attempts to kill Pandavas, he kept quiet and in fact became party to that crime because he didn't do anything being the king. So definitely, the Pandavas were his enemies, you know, for all practical purposes. And therefore, now, even after having all his sons killed, he is continuing to live in the palace of the Pandavas. And as it was explained that Bhim would repeatedly come and insult him and would disobey his instructions many times and even boast about how he had killed Dushasan within the earshot of Dhritarashtra just to irk him. You know, and despite all that, but Yudhishthir was very kind to him, and he would, on his, as a ritual daily, you know, just, that was a ritual that juniors would often go and touch the feet of the elders. And that's why Yudhishthir Maharaj went to the chambers of Dhritarashtra to take his blessings, Gandhari's blessings. That was etiquette. But still, despite all those insults, Dhritarashtra continued to live there under the illusion that he was in control, he was the king. And this is very, very degrading. And this doesn't lead to higher planets. And obviously, there's no question of liberation. And therefore, considering that, Vidur, being concerned for his brother's fallen condition, he comes there. And secretly, he preaches to Dhritarashtra. And as it was explained here, that Vidur is aware of the news that Krishna has departed. Krishna is no longer present on earth. And the whole Yadu Vamsha is destroyed because they fought a fratricidal war. And all of them have left the planet. And this very, very critical information which Vidur knew, and Yudhishthir also being the king, and kings naturally have all their spies and messengers all over the planet to give them information, isn't it? Information is key for making decisions, especially as a king, you must. And Vidur is there in Hastinapur, but he doesn't divulge with the information with Yudhishthir. He doesn't tell him that Krishna has departed. Because he didn't want to upset him. Because, you know, great noble people, they don't want to say things which will upset others. They don't want to be bearers of bad news. They may be bearers of bad news, but they don't want to be the one to share that news with others. He understood that maybe in the future, Yudhishthir will know, at least let it not be through me. And you see, such an amazing quality of Vidur, you know, and which is so much overlooked these days. You know, people are you know, having so many problems. If you see, people are depressed, and people, that's why they say now that if you feel that there are so many problems in the society is going to dogs, and you know what not, we may think, then what is the solution for it? Just switch off your social media. Just switch off your, you know, news media. You know, all those people shouting, you know, on top of their voices, trying to make a point. You know, all these debate channels are going on, and people are debating over social issues. And all you get to know here that there is a war here, and so many people died here, and this controversy, this did this, and this person did that, and people are just dwelling on these, you know, sad and bad news. And naturally, what's going to be the outcome of it is moroseness and depression. So this was such an important aspect in those days, understood so deeply that despite being the king and Vidur being a politician, understood that how critical information is, how important news is for a king in order for him to make vital decisions, he still chose not to speak this to Yudhishthir. And that's quite amazing. He did not tell him. And, you know, this principle, very important lesson on communication. Because everybody struggles with what to speak where. Isn't it? What to speak where. You know, sometimes you end up speaking something, people say, kya bola? Yeah. Like once I went for a birthday party, and I was quoting one verse. You know, I just thought that they were all, you know, spiritual people, so I just quoted one Bhartur Hari's verse that how in old age you grow old, you become deaf, you become blind. So one man, one gentleman, he said, what you are speaking, sir? I mean, people are getting married at the age of 70. Be optimistic. I said, okay, all right. Hare Krishna. After that, I really didn't have anything much to say. It's better that I just keep quiet. There's no need to speak. Be optimistic, yeah, well. You know, everybody struggles. Even if you spend, you know, 25, 30, 40 years, you know, experienced speaker, but you may end up in a place where there are just no takers for the message that you want to give, spiritual message. So one has to be wise and prudent to decide what should be spoken and what should not be spoken. And it doesn't happen to just, you know, new devotees. It happens to even stalwart devotees. Like I've seen even like Peja Varmat Swami, he once came to one Kannada Sangha. I said this before, and I also happened to be there. I was also invited to speak in that same gathering. And somehow I was late by God's grace. You know, I remember Govind Prabhu got the news that, you know, that Maharaj is coming in that place to give a talk, and he also came to know that I was also supposed to give this talk in that same place. And then immediately I came to know through some devotees that Govind Prabhu said that tell Kinchan that if you don't stay, sit on the same position as Maharaj, otherwise he'll go to hell. Make sure, something like that. And I was certainly reminded of my position that, of course, who am I to speak along with Maharaj? But then, by God's grace, I was somehow late. It was not in my hand. Someone was to give me lift, and he became late, and I went there after Maharaj left. So Maharaj came, and I was eager to know what message did Maharaj give, because the whole program was in Kannada. And only for me, those organizers had arranged an English program, that I was allowed to speak in English. Maharaj spoke in Kannada. And then somebody gave me the news that what he spoke was not received well, or it was not understood well, the sound system was not good, or something. He just spoke something and he wound up and he left. He didn't bother to give an elaborate class because he understood that people had come for, you know, for their children's puppet show and Bharatnatyam and, you know, all those kind of social programs. They were not here to hear some sannyasi speak. They were here to see their children perform. You know, something. So he just took it lightly. He went there, gave blessings, okay, smiled and gave some message. And he left. So I understood that how even great devotees, they deal in such situations. They don't unnecessarily give a message, because that will be disregarded and that would constitute an offense on their part. And that is not good for their spiritual life. So certainly, Krishna gives that very important verse also in the Bhagavad Gita, that how one should speak. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayat. Yes, swadhyaya bhasanam chayva vanmayam tapo uchyate. That anudvega, do not agitate people unnecessarily. Don't irritate people, don't agitate people, don't say things. Many times even devotees, they criticize demigods. Demigods, hey, you are worshipping Kali here, you are worshipping her. I remember I was in a program once and some speaker spoke very harshly on some demigod worship. And in that audience there was he was a part of some Hindu samaj. And later on he wrote a very admonishing letter to the temple president of that temple. I happened to be there. And he said that if you guys, being Hindus, will criticize other gods, you know, we will come and we'll beat you up. Something like that. So it was a very harsh statement, and we could understand that. People may misunderstand what you speak. And you know, today in this age of social media where everything gets recorded, you never know when people will just take a quote from your stocks and, you know, quote it out of reference, and you know, then people are behind your backs. People will give some fatwa or something like that, and you have to run around or go into some in hiding throughout your life. You never know what happens today. And it is a fact that when you disregard Krishna's instructions, this is going to be the result, because you're not going against people, you're going against the instruction of Krishna. Krishna says, anudvega karam vakyam, that don't irritate people, don't speak such words which will agitate people. Satyam, it should be truthful what you speak. And priyam, it should be pleasing, it should be good news. And even if it is good news, hitam, it should do good to that person. I mean, it should exact change, it should bring about transformation. If you know that this person is going to do nothing with it, then what is the point? Then just keep quiet. So all these principles, the four principles, don't irritate, speak the truth nevertheless. And it should be good news, even though it is the truth, but it should be pleasing. And the person should be willing to listen, and he should be willing to transform himself. Otherwise, there's no point in all that. Discussion. So therefore, we see Vidur, he refused to divulge this extremely important information about the departure of Lord Shri Krishna. But the same thing he spoke to Dhritarashtra. He told him that Krishna has left. Now the reason why he said that was because he knew that now he would use it to convince Dhritarashtra that there is no one to save him. Maybe Krishna was here, who is the lord of Kala. Yes, Kala is his order carrier. Maybe if you would have gone to Krishna now and fallen at his feet, he could have overturned the course of time. Krishna can do that, but now Krishna is no longer there. Where will you go to take shelter? For all the sins which you have performed, where will you go? Krishna is no longer present. And after the departure of Krishna, Kali will make its claim. And Kali Yuga, people's patience and religiosity will all dwindle. And as in Vidura's words, he says that old age is the daughter of Kala, and the daughter has got a follower known as fear. So that girl is coming to make a proposal to you. She wants to get married to you, Dhritarashtra. So therefore, I suggest that you leave this place. Leave this place of illusion. Because very soon Kali Yuga will progress and it will be all pervading, including Hastinapur. And therefore, let us go into the Himalayas. and die there unknown to your family members. Because that is a worthy death for a Kshatriya. The first most desirable death for a Kshatriya is on the battlefield. The second preferable place of death for a Kshatriya is in a holy place. Yes. So, Vidura spoke about the departure of Krishna to Dhritarashtra and convinced him. And naturally we can see it worked because Dhritarashtra transformed. Out of all those sermons which he had heard from all the great rishis, Veda Vyasa, Bhishma Pitamaha, even Vidur for that matter. And Sri Krishna himself personally advising Dhritarashtra from so many years, but he did not listen. But now, finally Dhritarashtra has got some sense. And Dhritarashtra chose to leave without telling anyone. Why did he not tell anybody? Because naturally, if Yudhishthira would know, he would not have allowed him to go. Yudhishthira would have, because naturally his conviction is very weak. What if Yudhishthira convinced him otherwise? So they left silently. Just as Prabhupada says, you know, in the purport that even I also deceived my family. I cheated my family. And I left home without informing my wife and children. It was a transcendental fraud, and great personalities also, they cheat others sometimes. It's a transcendental trickery in cheating. But it's okay because there is no loss to any party. Yes. So Vidur, he was very gentle with Yudhishthira and did not give any harsh advice to Yudhishthira for detachment, and even though he was in the midst of all these opulences, but he chose to give that advice to Dhritarashtra. Why? Because he knew that Yudhishthira did not need any advice. He knew that Yudhishthira was detached, even though he was in the midst of all the opulence, power, control. And even though Dhritarashtra had nothing, but still he was proud. Still he was having this ahamta and mamata. Even though, therefore, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj used to often quote this verse, that, you know, the statement that a beggar can be proud of his penny. One may think that, okay, I'll do humble service, then I'll get humility. But then you may get pride even after doing humble service, saying that, okay, look at me, see, I'm doing such humble service, I'm so detached. Look at this person, he's doing such great service. He only knows to talk, okay, he only sits on Vyasasana and does these things. But who knows, pride can come out of doing nothing also. Just see, I'm so detached. I'm doing humble service, he's doing only big services. So it takes nothing to be proud. And therefore, in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we find all such kinds of devotees in all different positions in the social ladder, who's humble. And Yudhishthira was a king and he was humble. He did not have ahamta, he did not have mamta. So, time comes for those who have these two problems, ahamta and mamata. Ahamta means the false illusion that I am this body. Misidentifying who we are. That is ahamta. I. This I. That mistake that we make. I. I am a Hindu. I am a Muslim. I am a Christian. I am an Indian. I am a man. I am a woman. I am talented. I am a singer. I am a speaker. For that matter, a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. And all these things are actually nothing but upadis, ahamta. This is the illusion, the beginning of illusion, and which leads to the second, mamata, mama, mine. Yes, mamata, mine. Oh, this is mine. This is my daughter. This is my son. This is my husband. This is my, you know, brother. This is my sister. These are my parents. These are my children. And all the problems that people have. I mean, they go into depression. I still remember in my society there was this... I remember as a small child, there was this death in my society. And a lady had passed away. And her daughter came over from abroad or someplace. And she was lamenting over the death of her mother so bitterly. And I was told that later on she became psychological. She had psychological problems. The setback to her was so enormous. And you know, people, once in a while they lose their children or they lose their loved ones. And they can't take the sorrow. It becomes unbearable. So what is the cause for that? It is the mamata. Again, this is mine. And now it is not with me. It has been taken away from me. And what happens as a result of this? Extreme sorrow and misery. Extreme illusion. Is that you miss the opportunity. I mean, if a person goes crazy, can you think about it? That lady actually went mad. And there are not just one case, there are so many. She actually went crazy. And what happens? You miss the opportunity of your own liberation. Not just you are miserable, but also you have missed the opportunity of your own liberation. So how is that going to help? You are also going to die one day. You miss the opportunity to prepare for your own departure. So this is ahamta and mamata. The cause of all these problems. I and mine. Even in English, I is so important, yes? Special importance to the word I. I is always capital. Whether in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of the sentence. Even phones you get, iPhones, me phones. Everybody loves the I. Huh? So really, the very important message here is that Dhritarashtra was having this ahamta and mamata. I and mine. And therefore, it was Vidur who said that nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. And eventually, of course, as now, even the Yudhishthir is under this illusion that my father figure, like the Dhritarashtra, has left the kingdom and he's morose. And now, Narada will come and pacify and speak words of to give solace to Yudhishthir. And therefore, when one is in misery, and one is lamenting, it is always good to go to a knowledgeable person and seek advice and consultation and seek words of solace. Because this misery of the mind cannot be overcome on our own. We need to seek guidance. We need, just as the Dhritarashtra got somebody to help him out. So the most important thing here is, how can we overcome the sorrow of losing one's near and dear ones? Okay, we know that a soul never dies, but still the soul is separated from us. So how do we overcome that sorrow? So therefore, it will be explained. I have to borrow a little bit from the forthcoming verses where Narada comes and says that there are two ways of looking at it. If you think that the world is a creation of the Lord for our pleasure, yes, for our pleasure, why has the Lord created this world? Okay, if you think that it is for our pleasure, then if you are morose, then that will not please Him. Like say, I'm trying to give you something. Say, I give you some herbal tea. You say, I invite you to, say, Govinda's. And I sponsor, say, maybe herbal tea for you. Say, maybe. And then, you do not like the taste of the herbal tea. Naturally, as a courtesy, you will still smile and you should say that it was nice, Prabhuji, thank you very much. Because you will naturally see the intent. So I am trying to please you. So, okay, it was very nice, very good. Yes. So, if Krishna has created this world for our pleasure, for our purification, and he's doing all these things, the sun is rising every day, setting, and there's everything, all arrangements, giving us air to breathe, and he's giving water and everything. And if you are still upset, then that doesn't please the Lord. It's ungrateful on our part. And if the Lord is created, has created this world for his own pleasure, say maybe this world is like a child playing with his toys. And you know, children, they'll put one toy with another, you know, and then they will play, and then he will take one toy away and then put it somewhere else. So sometimes the toys come together, sometimes the toys are taken away from each other. So similarly, people in this world come together, and sometimes the Lord who has brought us together has decided to take us away from each other. So in any case, it's his pleasure. So how will it help us to think that, you know, I don't agree with this? Because we are not in control, and to think like this is only going to bring about our bondage and our misery and our suffering. Okay, you are miserable. Okay, you lament for some days, few days, a week or even a month. But then you, one day you have to come out of it. You can't just be there and, you know, sometimes you may even come out with a philosophy which may deny God's existence. There are people who even give up Krishna consciousness. There are people who are, give examples, Prahlad Maharaj. He was protected by the Lord. So why didn't the Lord protect my family members? I am doing bhakti. Why didn't the Lord protect? Some people say, "Arey, tum log bhakti karte ho yaar, kya itna bhakti bhakti karte ho? Hare Krishna jabte ho. Marna to tumko bhi hai na? Marna to tumko bhi, humko bhi hai. Usme kya hai? Ash karke maro. Mujhe kya ye nahi karoge? Ye nahi hai. Picture, TV nahi dekhne ka, chai nahi pine ka, coffee nahi pine ka. Jab dekho mandir mein baith ke Hare Krishna." So people say like that, you know, and then, but, and Krishna says that, that is a fact. Whether you are a devotee or you are not devotee. Chatva deham, you both will have to die one day. Chatva deham, but punar janma naiti. But if you are a devotee, bhakti kar rahe ho, to return ticket nahi milega. One way ticket. Jaoge, wapas nahi aana padega. Phir se janam lena hai. फिर से स्कूल जाना है, फिर से ABCD, फिर से एडमिशन, 12th स्टैंडर्ड में एडमिशन, फिर कॉलेज के बाद फिर से पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन के लिए, देन अपीयर फॉर IIT, JEE, एडवांस, दिस दैट एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स, अगेन, हु वांट्स टू डू ऑल इट ऑल ओवर अगेन? सो कृष्णा सेज, त्यक्त्वा देहं, द क्वेश्चन इज नॉट वेदर यू विल डाई और नॉट, द क्वेश्चन इज वेदर यू विल कम बैक और नॉट. डेथ इज द सेम फॉर एवरीबडी. Yeah, we say sometimes, is it the same for everybody? No, it is not the same. We say in our Gita class, even in the Gita course we say that death is equivalent to 60,000 scorpion bites. Is it true? Really? It is very wrong to generalize that death is equivalent to 60,000 scorpions biting us at the same time. It is wrong. It's not true. Yeah, only if a person is extremely sinful, probably. Like recently, one of the congregation members was telling me that his father passed away. He was telling me, "Arey, mere pitaji chal basay, cancer tha unko." Aur log bolte hain cancer se marne se bahut dukh hota hai, peeda hoti hai. But mere pitaji to bade aise bina kisi peeda ke chal gaye, chal basay. Aur kharch bhi nahi hua. There was no expense also on my part. He went peacefully. And he went without troubling me or giving me a lot of, you know, expenses. I immediately asked him, "What was the lifestyle of your father?" And he said, "My father led a very devotional life, a very peaceful life, very sense-controlled life, very dharmic life." And I understood, naturally, death is not the same. If you think that, okay, cancer se sabhi log marte hai, aise hi marte hai, peeda se, dukh se marte hain. It is not like that. Here is an example. And there are so many such examples. You cannot generalize that cancer will give you pain. No. It all depends on how you have led your life in Krishna consciousness. If you have led a sattvic life, if you have led a dharmic life, then death will be very, very peaceful. Like we give the example of a cat. Sometimes the kittens may wander off from their homes, yes, and then the mother cat goes and picks up the cat from the back of the neck, yes, and brings it back. And sometimes the cat may go and grab a mouse in its mouth, and that spells death for the rat. The mouth is the same, but for the kittens it is mother's love, but for the rat it is death. So death is the same, certainly, but for person who has not done any bhakti, for him, Krishna is death. For one who has done bhakti, death is Krishna. Yes, death is Krishna. So to say that everything is 60,000 scorpions for everybody, it is not wrong. Death is it is perceived differently by different people. And therefore, he came to advise Dhritarashtra to leave and go to the north. Why? Because Kali does not have or does not cast its influence to a holy place. And especially in the Himalayas. So people have gone to Badrinath, you must have seen how peaceful the place is. Totally cut off. Ice capped mountains. Away from civilization. Of course, nowadays even 5-star hotels have come in Badrinath, Kedarnath also. You can get all those amenities. Mobile. Wherever you get mobile, there is Maya. Network, if you get it, there is Maya. So, but still, because Dhritarashtra is not qualified for devotion, Vidur took him to the Himalayas. Had he been qualified for bhakti, then he would have brought him either to, there was no ISKCON temple there, but he would have brought him to Vrindavan. Yeah? And what to speak of Vrindavan, there is no point of leaving home because his pure devotees like the Pandavas are there in his own house. What need is there to leave Hastinapur when you have devotees in your own family? But no, he was not ready for devotion. So in order to make him dhira, took him to Badrinath. So we all have to leave one day. We have to prepare. If you are not qualified for bhakti, pure devotion in this lifetime, maybe next life. Maybe not next life, maybe after 50 lives, 100 lives, 1,000 lives. But we have to start the process, no matter how many years, the lifetimes it takes. But we should at least start. All these people, you see, I mean, Dhritarashtra has left home at the age of 50, or maybe, ideally speaking, 50 years of age, and you should start Vanaprastha. But at the age of 50, people purchase a flat and then they settle down. But you see, this is how it is, and Dhritarashtra has left home, the comforts of his home. And that's why, like Gautam Buddha, he left everything. He was a king and he left, and he became Buddha. Buddha means Buddhi. And others who leave their peace of mind and spiritual life to take up to all these ghar and, gadi, bangala and all these things. So they became the Ulta of Buddha. What is the Ulta of Buddha? Buddhus. They have everything but no peace of mind. And then you will find they park their cars on the Mumbai sea link and then they jump into the ocean. So you will get these things but you will not have peace. No peace of mind and no liberation inside. So therefore this very important message Vidur gave to Dhritarashtra but not to Yudhishthir. Because he needed it the most. And definitely the way to attain this Krishna consciousness is to chant Hare Krishna. And it is never too late to start. Esha Brahmi Sthiti Partha Nainam Muhiyati Gantava Sitvasrim Antakalepi Brahma Nirvanam Richati. The last verse of the second chapter. Krishna says that even in the last phase of one's life, if one understands this science of bhakti, Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, then a person is not bewildered. Brahma Nirvanam Richyati. Stitvasyam Antakalepi Brahma Nirvanam Richyati. And here we can see, even though Dhritarashtra started spiritual life
at the fag end of his life.
People say, अरे ये उम्र है क्या भक्ति करने की, ये जवानी में भक्ति करते हैं, बूढ़ा होकर भक्ति करो. बट तुम बूढ़े हो, तुम भक्ति कर रहे हो क्या? यू आर ओल्ड, आर यू डूइंग भक्ति? नो यू आर नॉट. सो वेन आर यू गोइंग टू स्टार्ट? सो एनी टाइम इज गुड टू स्टार्ट, बट इवन इफ इट इज यू आर ओल्ड एंड इट्स नॉट लेट टू स्टार्ट, यू कैन स्टार्ट चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. And of course the story of Ajamil, he chanted Narayan. At the fag end of his life he chanted, he called out to his son whose name was Narayan. He didn't even call out to Narayan. He didn't mean to call out God. He called out to his son Narayan. And Vishnu Dutas appeared and told that he is free of all sins because he chanted the name of Narayan. Not just because he chanted now Narayan at the fag end of his life, the day he named his son Narayan, that day he was freed from not just the sins which he had performed in the past and the present, but even in the future, what he will commit, he is freed from that also. And in fact, after that naming ceremony, whatever he chanted was bringing about bhakti in his heart. This is the glory of the holy name. I'm speaking this even though it is beyond time because I was told to speak a little bit on the holy name. Holy name week is going on. So therefore the value of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ajamil was purified of all these sins, past, present and future. And how will you be free from the sins of the future? How is that possible? Unless you are freed from the propensity to commit sin. So Ajamil was freed even from the propensity to commit sin. Paap karne ki pravritti. I mean, you see people smoke and say, bidi pita hai, ye pita tambaku pe. Ati cancer ho gaya, chalo operation ho gaya, cancer nikal diya. And then what? Again they go and do. Seriously, in my Panvel program, I was sitting and doing katha. All of a sudden, sound is coming. And one devotee is sitting in the katha and he's making tambaku. I said, how dare you sit in the satsang and eat tambaku? I have no shame. Please. He's eating tambaku, sitting in the satsang. And that also in the temple hall, in the Shani Mandir. So you see, people used to say, tambaku, theek hai. Chhod diya, Maharaj. Then when I was leaving outside, he's saying, Maharaj, tambaku chhod diya, nahi khata. Nahi khata means what? Later on they'll go and eat. You can give up for some time. But then after that, the habit, what about the habit? You come back. You can't give up the habit. Adat se majboor. But Ajamil was freed even from the propensity to sin. Then the question may arise, then why is he still in the same house? You know, he's got a wife for a prostitute and or a prostitute for a wife and, you know, he was living in that situation. Well, that is external. It is only external. Like sometimes you may be trapped in a situation. A sinful situation, but you have no intention of being in that situation. It's like something like that. So all those sinful actions or deeds or situations did not affect Ajamil because he was chanting the name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की गुरु प्रेमानंदी.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare